BBC News with David Harper. Ivory Coast, home to the biggest remaining contingent of French troops in West Africa, has announced an end to their deployment. And Senegal, which said in November it was ending military cooperation with France, has for the first time given a timeline for the withdrawal by the end of 2025. Julian Bedford reports.
France's influence in Africa has been on the wane for some years. A hangover from the colonial times, its presence allowed Paris to maintain influence on the continent. But as military juntas seized power in Burkina Faso, Niger and Mali, they turned away from Paris and towards Moscow and closed down French military bases. A further casualty was the French anti-jihadist operation in the Sahel, whose departure created a security vacuum. That's further aided the Islamist groups, which now control thousands of square kilometres of territory.
A judge in Ecuador has ordered that 16 Air Force personnel be held in custody in connection with the forced disappearance of four children earlier this month. Prosecutors have confirmed that four badly burned bodies are those of the missing boys. James Reid reports.
The case of the four missing boys, aged between 11 and 15, has caused outrage in Ecuador. They disappeared after going out to play football near their homes in Guayaquil more than 3 weeks ago. The suspicion is that they were killed by a military patrol. DNA tests have now confirmed that they are dead. The bodies had been burned beyond recognition and dumped near an Air Force base. A year ago, Ecuador's government deployed the armed forces to combat violent criminal gangs. This case suggests they've become part of the problem.
Thousands of pro-Europe demonstrators gathered outside Georgia's parliament on Tuesday to mark the new year and continue their long-running anti-government protests. The country has seen regular demonstrations following October's disputed parliamentary elections and the ruling pro-Russian Georgian Dream Party's decision to pause the process of trying to join the European Union. Tom Bailey reports.
This was the latest outpouring of opposition unity and anger in the face of what critics say is the Georgian government's authoritarian and pro-Russian tilt. As the new year was welcomed in, thousands of demonstrators once again took to the streets of the capital, but this time amid a festive atmosphere, with many protesters sharing food and New Year's greetings. Georgia's outgoing president, Salome Zurabishvili, a fierce critic of the government, addressed the crowds, telling them that 2025 would be their year of victory. Prime Minister Irakli Kobahidze has dismissed the protests and accused the opposition of trying to damage his government's reputation.
Countries in Europe and the Middle East have been among the latest to welcome in 2025, but one place where the New Year celebrations are muted is Puerto Rico, due to a mass power outage caused by a failure of the island's electricity grid. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Bulgaria and Romania have joined the European Schengen area, granting another 25 million people access to the largest passport-free travel zone in the world. They were cleared to join 13 years ago, but objections delayed their membership until March, when they were allowed free air and sea travel. A group of Palestinian Americans are suing the US government about weapons transfers to Israel, has told the BBC they took the unprecedented legal step after their pleas went unheeded for months. The lawsuit filed against the State Department accuses the administration of breaking its own laws, which bar arms shipments to military units involved in human rights violations. Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
The lawsuit is partly designed to force into the open an opaque process the US government uses to assess compliance by Israeli military units that receive American weapons. All arms supplies by the US to its allies are bound by Congress's so-called Leahy Law, which bars shipments to any foreign military units credibly implicated in gross human rights violations. The plaintiffs say the administration, when screening foreign military units, applies a deliberately convoluted bureaucratic process uniquely to Israel, designed, they claim, to evade the Leahy Law.
Citigroup has become the latest large US bank to withdraw from a group of international lenders that have pledged to curb greenhouse gas emissions. Banks have frequently been criticised for their connections to the fossil fuel industry, but have been making efforts to incorporate net zero standards into their operations. The incoming Trump administration is opposed to limiting the financing of fossil fuels. The world's richest man, Elon Musk, has sparked speculation after changing his name on his social media platform X to Caecius Maximus. The tech mogul and close confidant of Donald Trump has offered no explanation about the name or his new profile image, which depicts the character Pepe the Frog, a meme that has been used by far-right groups. And that's the latest BBC News.